Hello, welcome. We're back. Chile and the Champ.
That's right, man. Welcome to another episode. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Thank you to everybody that's been showing us major, major love out on social media, checking out the podcast and everything. I'd like to welcome our other half of the show, the one and only Paul Wall. What's up?
Yeah, baby.
All right, and then we're going with the
Guyu and Artis.
Yeah, the leftovers of the show.
Yeah. The side dishes. A meal isn't complete without the side dishes.
And the dessert.
Yeah, the dessert.
And that's where the pink pancakes come in.
It's a blue waffles. Blue waffles.
I ain't talking about donkey punches.
Paul's been thinking about it all week.
He's like, I actually did some research. Was like, man, there's some crazy names out there. And there's some, man, we got a new segment. New segment alert. We want to talk about something that you might not know. A Texas hot lunch. You know what a Texas hot lunch is?
No, I don't.
A Texas hot lunch is when you put it in the girl's booty hole.
All right.
And then she gives you head after that.
Oh, okay.
So she has a hot lunch. She's
kind of like a Dirty Sanchez.
Yeah, that's a Dirty Sanchez.
Well, it's a Dirty Sanchez when you take it out her booty hole, and then before she stick it in her mouth, you just draw a mustache right on top of her lip. You know what I'm saying? Dirty Sanchez.
See, when I looked this up, I'm like, I've just looked up the, you know, we were looking at the website we were looking at, and Urban Dictionary. and I just said, man, I know they got they got some of the Alabama Hot Pocket.
Okay, so Mike, how was your weekend, brother?
Damn, you making me nervous.
I seen the Texas hot lunch. I said, man, what is a Texas hot lunch? And I read it.
I was a vegan all weekend.
That's disgusting. All right. Good shit,
yeah, you could be a vegan. I was a vegetarian all weekend. That's all you got to say it, dog. Anyways, man, now that Paul started the show out right.
Yeah, we're going to start this show out right.
Yeah, man, you know what, man? What do y'all think about the Texans owner, Bob I'm Too Racist McNair?
He's a racist. He's a good old boy. We talked about that earlier when I said Puffy and
yeah,
would not be able to own a team. It's a good old boy.
Right.
I mean, he literally, and if you don't know what we're talking about, McNair made a comment. He said, you cannot let the inmates run the prison.
And then he did that last summer.
Yeah, and he apologized.
Like during the player NFL meetings and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. He said it last year. And then it got out. Somebody leaked
it. So he apologized.
And then he did the little, whatever they do, crowd control, right, or whatever. He apologized, saying that he didn't mean about the, he wasn't talking about the players. He meant the NFL executives that were, you know, being the inmates. And, you know, it upset a lot of players. Because even you saw that week after that, there was reports that DeAndre Hopkins was pissed off. They had a players meeting, and he left. He didn't practice that day. They classified it as he took a personal day.
A personal day, yeah.
And then it said a lot of players were upset about it, you know. So that's what happened. So now, last week, like Friday, I think, or Monday. Yeah, like Friday.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. I think it was Friday. A report came out that Houston Texans owner Bob McNair did an interview with Forbes magazine. I think it was Forbes magazine, one of them rich people magazines, where he came up and said in the interview, he said that he regrets apologizing for his comment because he didn't think he had to apologize for anything. What are your thoughts on that?
Didn't he also say that he regrets apologizing because he wasn't speaking on the players being the inmates? He meant that there were some owners that he didn't agree with, and he was saying that those were the inmates running the asylum because those particular owners at the owner's meeting or something was saying, I don't know, however he tried to clarify it, it wasn't too clear to me. I didn't really understand what he was trying to
say. I'll tell you what he meant. He was talking about the athletes, is what the hell he was saying.
I mean,
and they did the damage control with the PR and came in and he changed it up. At the end of the day, I mean, we know
how he feels.
Yeah, we know how he feels. Also, man, we've been knowing.
Although there was a lot of outcry from the media, from the players, a lot of people who feel like him were probably calling him saying, I'm glad you said it. Probably calling him saying, you shouldn't apologize. So he probably got wired up to feel like, you're right.
I'm gonna tell you why he said that. I'm gonna tell you why he takes that back. Because all the NFL players that protested last year said they were kneeling. They all said this year that they will not be kneeling. They'll find another way to protest. So they basically just like, I mean, the owners win. You know what I'm saying? So now it's kind of like,
so now he doubling down. Like, right, I doubling ain't got down, shit. I ain't exactly. got nothing to worry about.
Well, there was also like a report that they said that
they weren't signing people.
The Houston Texans weren't going to sign any players that kneeled. Right. So
but no NFL team was. I mean, even Jerry Jones came out and, you know, I mean, said
you're talking about Jerry Jones, though. This motherfucker was out there kneeling with the players like Ray Lewis. Mm. Come on.
Yeah.
You can't take them
seriously. He didn't kneel. He held hands.
Or whatever he freaking did. No, they locked on and then he took a knee.
Now they squatted.
Now that was before. They squatted. But they did that before.
Well, I think he squats when he pees anyways.
Yeah, I believe.
But needless to say, man, I'm going to tell you my opinion.
Texas fans be going at the Cowboys, boy. That boy dead.
Well, hey, we ain't showing. Hey, you know what? I love talking shit. You know what? Shout out to my homegirl, Crystal Queen Bee Spice, on Instagram. She runs the Houston Dallas Cowboy fans.
I never heard of that shit.
Yeah, but Dallas Cowboys for whatever, you know, whatever.
Never heard of that
but
shit.
But they got like a lot of followers, man. They like, I ain't gonna lie, them motherfuckers show up deep whenever they do like a home game or something like that. They'll be having like about 1,500 people to show up to a bar to watch the game. You know what I'm saying?
It's a lot of Cowboys fans.
And you know what? We ain't hating on y'all. We just like talking shit to each other, man. They talk shit to us. We talk shit back to them. And we have a good time, and that's all we do, man. But you know what? As far as Houston Texans owner McNair goes, now I'm not going to say, all right, fucking sell the team and shit. Because that's, you know, there's a lot of NFL owners out there that feel the same way as he does.
Right, they just haven't said
They're just it. Not stupid like right. him. They
either didn't say it or didn't get caught saying it.
Yeah. So, you know, my whole thing is, the only reason he apologized is because people were in his ear telling him, hey, you got to do some damage control. You better apologize or we're going to lose a lot of money. That's the only reason he apologized. He didn't apologize because he felt, you know what I'm saying? He apologized because he didn't want to lose money. He saw a lot of minority money going away.
Right.
So he said, shit, let me just apologize. Plus, if you think about it, the players ain't happy. I mean, remember for Halloween, Jadeveon Clowney, what was his outfit? A prison made suit.
But I honestly, I don't think he's racist though, because I saw him take a picture with Bun B. So I think he's not. I think he's
okay. Now come on,
Pastor Paul, the positive Paul today,
ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not saying he's racist, but
he's just old school mentality.
He's racist.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, you can put lipstick on a pig and dress him up as cute as you want to, Paul. You're still a pig.
Sure.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not
he ain't gave me no tickets or nothing, so fuck him. Yeah. And his racist ass. He's racist.
I ain't gonna lie.
We talked about it before. They came and got me out the sidelines and kicked me out the stadium. And so I don't know that from him.
They denied my media credentials, so I know they ain't like
me. But
as
far as the team goes, I hope.
I love the team.
Come back strong.
I'm gonna let you know.
They be trying so hard
to get me to not be a fan, but y'all not gonna stop me. I still love my team.
You know what? I'm gonna let y'all know though.
Even though everybody do not show love, but it's all good.
But and my thing is, McNair talking mess, dude. The season hadn't even started, and he's already pissing off the locker room. He's dividing the locker room by this fucking stupid comments.
Dividing our locker room, then putting a target on our team because now these other teams trying to come in here and prove a point and. There's people out there protesting Texans games for various reasons.
I'm tired of fighting people on social media.
Bro, I protest Texans games by getting drunk every tailgating I go to.
Man, I went to a Texans game on the day of my wedding, the day I got married. I went to a Texans game that morning, then went and got married.
Damn. Yep. See, that's what you call the second part of a bachelor party right there, man.
Yeah, I didn't have a bachelor party.
Oh, that was your bachelor party.
Actually, my bachelor party the day before that we shot the Grills video, the video for Grills. And then I'm leaving out the video, like, all right, y'all, see Nelly, peace, Jermaine, peace, I'll see y'all later. Where y'all going? I'm going back home. I'm getting married tomorrow. They was like, what? They didn't know. They was like, boy, we would have threw you a bachelor party. But and I thought about it. I was like, damn, that would have been one hell of a bachelor party.
You probably wouldn't have made it to your wedding, bro.
Yeah, I might not have made it. Yeah, so, and then for sure, you know, my wife ain't playing. So if I'd have cheated on her or something, I'd have got killed. That'd have been my funeral that day. So the guards say, they say, you know, if you can't stay in the heat, get out the kitchen. So
that's why Goo has never been in the kitchen, bro. He can't handle no heat, man. Look at him. He over there looking at his phone, waiting to use the sound effects he's been working on all week. Yeah, you see that?
I'm not gonna waste my sound effects on you today.
Oh, you're not gonna wear your battery life on sound effects? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Say that now, but I know by the end of the day.
No, he's ready.
I'm waiting till you say something stupid.
See, I told you he's waiting. He's waiting.
So probably the next.
We already talked about the donkey kicks and the pink pancakes and the purple croissants.
Purple croissant. What is a purple croissant, man? Is that like something with lean or something?
But yeah, it actually is. Well, this is what you do. You cut a hole out, and then you know when it's just warm out the oven, you cut a hole out. You stick your meat in, and you pour some syrup on it.
You get second degree burn on that one, bro. Anyways, when you're talking about man, let's go back to this Texans thing. So my thing is, you're pissing off the players, so some of them are going to be so pissed off that they might not even play to their fullest or shit. Like, you're dividing the locker room. That's my thing.
Or they might not want to play there or be unhappy when it might be contract negotiations come up and they like, fuck this. Or for sure, at the least, it's causing turmoil and device. It's divisive. It's not helping unite the locker room. If anything, it helped unite the locker room to be more pissed.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, I don't know. I'm not in the locker room. So,
hey,
but
you know what? So I'm going to tell the Houston media relations people, the Texans media relationship, somebody out there tell the owner, shut the fuck up, just sign the checks. And that's all you got to do, man. Make sure that, you know, keep whatever. That's all you got to do. Yeah. If you feel some type of way.
Yeah, start a blog.
Yeah.
But actually, if you feel some type of way, he need to keep it to himself.
Well, I mean, you know, you're a public figure to begin with, because when he became the owner of the Texans, you're a public figure now.
For sure.
So, you know, you're going to be under the microscope and everything. I'm just going to say, he just needs to, like, somebody give him his medication and sit him down, give him some lean or something, man, so he shut the fuck up, man. Yeah. Because, you know, it's like, yeah, we understand. It's your team. You're the owner. You can say whatever you want to do and stuff, but when people are funding your team, because everybody that in the city is giving them money that goes to the games or buys like a Houston, Texas souvenir or something like that, it's giving him money. So he just needs to like shut the fuck up and move about your – count your money.
Collect them checks, man. Yeah, just shut up. Collect them checks. Don't cause no don't stir up no controversy, man. Leave that to Jerry Jones or somebody else, one of the other owners, man. Just
man, we thought you were cool. Now it's kind of like
motherfuckers ain't even won a championship, so I'm tired of fucking fighting with people. And I got to argue about this bullshit.
And you want to go to the game, Goo?
Yep. It's like first they passed on Vince Young. Yeah. Now the comments. Like, man, and then he apologized. Everybody already was saying, man, that's a bullshit ass apology.
It was over with.
Nah, he brought it back. Was like, yeah, you know what? That was a bullshit ass apology.
But it was over with.
Yeah, nobody was talking about it. It was over and done.
So why does he have to go and do that stupid shit? Come on, man. Anyway, man, you know, like a lot of players, you know. I mean, I was already upset because they got rid of Dwayne Brown, man. I felt like
they
should have never gotten rid of him because he was like the best lineman we had.
He wanted to go.
He wanted to go because
they weren't paying him.
Yeah,
and he was underpaid.
He had just got an extension.
Yeah, but compared to the market, he was
underpaid. He signed that extension though.
Multiple All-Pro year. Yeah. Very, very active in the community. Mm-hmm. You know, like those type of things. Man, he's a great man.
He was an example.
Yeah, great example. Yeah. So I'm like, man, look. So okay, the Texans, they always feel like, okay, yeah, this is like the organization's. This is like they standard that we don't negotiate during the middle of a contract year.
But that was BS. Because
but that's BS, man. Pay that man. What y'all tell you? I'm gonna do the same thing to Deshaun Watson or J.J. Watt. They didn't do that with J.J. Watt. What they do? His contract.
They won't do that to Watson.
They gave J.J. Watt.
I put money on it.
Look, they did J.J. Watt before. He was underpaid. He was like one of the first years of his contract. Yeah. They said, you know what? We know this ain't a contract year, but we gonna give you what you worth. just so you happy. And they got this when they gave him $100 million, whatever they gave him. Yeah. I'm saying they did it before.
Well, Chester,
they will do it again.
No, but
if Deshaun Watson want more money, they gonna give.
That's what I'm saying. But, did he but, not? Right, Chile, he signed an extension.
Dwayne Brown signed a $53.3 million extension.
But he signed it. He should just take what he signed.
No, okay. No. Okay,
respect that.
Goo and Paul, I'm about to like whatever y'all say about that. He signed it, but don't you think the owners, NFL owners, should also honor the contracts that they signed? Because
they
how is it fair for them to go up to a player and be like, hey, look, we need you to take a pay cut because we want to sign this player? They did that to Andre Johnson two times.
Yeah.
They went up to Andre Johnson and said, hey, man, we need you to renegotiate your contract so we can get better players. And Andre said, all right, if y'all going to get better players, quarterbacks and everything, so we can help win, I'm all for it. Who they go get? Ass Wilder and shitty ass, was it Mallett and all this shit? And then, yeah, like, bro, all 15 quarterbacks that went through.
You know how many people were hurt? Like, first of all,
that got to do with Dwayne Brown's
But I'm saying.
The fact that they will let Andre Johnson go to the Colts.
Yeah.
But we'll let you know that they do not care. There's no loyalty right there. No, they don't care.
It's never been loyalty.
No, but when you ask, why does that have to do with Dwayne Brown? It's because you were sitting there saying, well, Dwayne Brown signed this contract. Well, so did the owner sign the contract.
So Dwayne Brown said,
and this is how I know, because I'm a big Dwayne Brown fan. Like, I still follow him in Seattle and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Dude said, all I want you to do is guarantee me my $19 million for my last 2 years. Just guarantee them. And that's it.
I thought he wanted to renegotiate.
No, he was going to get $19 million if he played 2 years. But him looking out for himself said, hey, just guarantee me the $19
million. Oh, because NFL money isn't guaranteed.
Nah, yeah. So all Dwayne said is like, look, all you got to do is just guarantee me my $19 million and I'll show up. But
he ain't want to be here anyway.
No, but if he would have guaranteed him his money, he would have been here.
I don't think he still wouldn't want. I don't think it was about money with him. I think once McNair said what he said.
Well, yeah, but this was before. Leave, before.
No, but seriously. Okay.
This was before.
But think about this. Okay.
I wouldn't want to be there either, though.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. The type of person that you know he is, active in the community.
I didn't want to be at a job either, but they were paying me, so I showed up. What's your point?
No, shit, $19 million?
Yeah.
You're going to tell me that $19 million... that you could have went and got paid somewhere else. Like, that $19 million...
There was no other teams paying them that, though.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this.
You're just telling me.
No, listen. If they would have gave him that $19 million, you think with
his character... But they weren't giving him the $19
million. I know. I'm just saying. If they did give him the $19 million...
Let's go back to
scroll. Listen, one. Linda. Linda. Listen.
No, listen. Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. They didn't give him...
You sound like Tekashi right now, fool.
You saying... if they would have gave him his $19 million, then he would have stayed. I'm saying I don't think he would have stayed because he didn't want to play for that racist-ass owner.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I think he left, personally. So if they gave him $19 million, I think he would have actually been traded.
Well, he left because he got cut, something. Right? He got
nah,
cut.
No, the reason he left...
He got traded.
Okay, so look.
I think they did cut him, right?
No, they didn't cut him.
Because what do we got for him?
So listen, this is why I'm telling you how fucked up the whole situation is. So Dwayne knew that in order for him to get paid his year for that year, the deadline was for him to show up after his bye week.
Yeah.
He had to play after the eight games.
He was
educated in the business.
He
said, okay, I'm going to hold out until they say whatever. Now, if you notice, our offensive line sucked.
Yeah, they did. Absolutely.
And he would have helped out a lot.
He wasn't getting paid, right?
Yeah. He didn't get paid. He got fined. He was losing money by not playing.
That's what I'm telling you.
But he showed up after the bye week. And then is when the story came out when McNair said those stupid comments about the prison and the inmates running the prison. So once that story came out, they interviewed Dwayne and he said, I think it's stupid. It's careless of him he spoke his mind. Yes, well, now should. McNair is like, well, shit, he didn't want to play. He spoke against me. Well, let's get rid of him. They traded. So first of all, I thought Texans trade was stupid because we were supposed to. I said trade for Jimmy Graham. At least for Graham. Yeah. Graham, we would have been good with him as a tight end. Get something, you know. So then they trade him for a corner that failed the physical or was injuring.
See, and when that happened, I thought the trade reneged, but it didn't. So I thought we were gonna get his ass back.
No, so
like, just keep him.
Yeah. No. So that's how you know that he want him back. That's and cold, he didn't want to come back.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But neither, no loyalty, they didn't want him, and he didn't want to be cold. Here.
But we got stupid. We lost shit. Yeah, by getting rid of Dwayne. Yeah, we could have gotten good stuff. Yeah. And that's how you know that the team don't care.
They don't care at all, bro. Yeah, they traded them after they play Seattle. They traded them to Seattle.
Yeah, the week after Seattle.
They've never cared.
And that was like one of his.
When have they ever cared about any athlete?
Like, motherfucker never loved us.
Regardless of race or something, you hear people of all races that.
When they let Andre Johnson.
That hurt me. That broke my heart. Let me tell you something. Andre was like the perfect.
He had a Texas jersey his whole career. I'm not going
to
lie.
No. I swear to God, I was hoping he got traded because I wanted him to win a ring.
I wanted him to win a ring, though, for real.
I swear. When he left, I said, man, go ahead and go win a ring, man. Because he deserved it. He deserved it. Bro, he didn't complain. He didn't get in no trouble.
Took pay cuts.
Yeah, he took the cuts. That's why I was like, man. He got stuck in his hell hole with some bullshit-ass quarterbacks. Man,
this dude.
Could you imagine him with Watson, bro?
Shit.
Come back. Come back, Andre. But come back, baby. Come back, man. Come back.
Man, you know, Andre can still play. It's just the fact that the NFL, the system, the way everything's set up with them coaches, after a certain age, they're like, oh, he old. He garbage. Let's get rid of him. You know what I'm saying? And that's fucked up.
And even with Brown, since he left, that line ain't been, like you said, the line ain't been the same. Bro, he went a whole freaking year and didn't allow a sack.
Dude.
Dwayne Brown.
I'm going to tell you.
Bro, like a whole year. How you go a whole year, bro, and not allow one sack?
And then you come back and you play on the ninth game, and he killed it against Seattle.
And then, bro,
they trade him the next week.
He's here. But even though he didn't really play with Deshaun Watson, he's here the year that we get Deshaun Watson. So it's like all of the what could have been with Deshaun Watson, with Dwayne Brown blocking for him.
Yeah, and you know, the games that, like, most of the sacks that came against the quarterbacks were coming from the left side when Dwayne wasn't playing. You know? Yeah, but anyways,
it's still tough times, man, for Texans fans.
Man, we can sit here and dissect everything and, you know, whatever.
Yeah, we'll be talking about this shit forever.
This just then, Powell and Chile and Goo banned from all Texans games.
Nah, man.
They're not going to let us see.
Can't bang the truth. You know what I'm talking about?
You know? I'm watching the games at home anyway.
Dude, that's what I do now. I watch them at home because.
When football season start? What month?
Huh? Whenever the playoffs or the preseason starts or whatever that shit.
In September?
July, August, September. Yeah, September.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just like, whatever.
We still baseball season.
Yeah.
So, Andre Johnson, come back.
Come back, baby.
Dwayne Brown, baby, come back. Dwayne Brown need to come back, though.
I think
he needs to come back.
I wouldn't come back if I was him.
But I'm telling you, just based off his character, I don't think he wants to play for that racist. It's not money.
Right.
I'm thinking even if he got the 19
million. He got standards, man. His personal standards wouldn't allow him.
I don't think even if they would have gave him the 19 million, he would have wanted to stay. He probably would have had. He would have had turmoil across.
Yeah.
Turmoil in that locker room.
Nah, I don't see him do that. But he's professional, bro. He's professional.
I'm saying he would have spoke his mind in that locker room.
You're right, right.
He would have spoke his mind.
Man, I totally respect. He definitely earned, you know, just like every one of us as a man or as a human being, he has the right to do whatever he feels like is best for him and his family and for him to really take the stand. It takes a lot of courage to say, I'm not going to put up with this. I don't care about the money. It's bigger than it. Exactly. It does take a lot of courage to do that.
Exactly.
You're setting yourself up for trolls on the internet. You're setting yourself up to be blackballed by the entire league. You're setting yourself
up. Look at Kaepernick. They blackballed that.
Exactly.
That dude, he's out of there, bro.
You know, so it takes a lot of courage to do that. You know, I definitely want to say that. And I, you know, also, man, you know, it's tough, bro. Because as a fan, you know, the fans, they expect so much, and there's so much entitlement to fans of any, whatever you're a fan of, not just sports. You know, if you like something, you want the best for them sometimes, or you want what you feel like is what you think is the best for them. So there's a lot of fans out there who they expect for him the players to just shut up and go play, don't, you know, whatever. Damn. And it's just
Paul Ingram right there. He said, shut up and go play.
I said the fan. A lot of fans think that players. I didn't say I think that. I said a lot of fans think that players should just do that.
Yeah, and
that's why it's messed up how much, you know, just we as fans, we just expect out of
people. Fans, we like, talk.
These are grown people that, you know, we just let them be.
What people forget is that the players are human beings.
Right.
You know, they still have a family. They still have a brain so they can think for themselves and everything. I mean, look.
But look at Richard Sherman, though.
Well, that's why he didn't
come. Super educated.
But he still doesn't.
I knew he was not going to want to come to the Texans.
Well, he would have come to the Texans just for the team. But at the same time, I tell you,
not since Bob McNair is taking his apology back. Ain't nobody gonna want to come.
I think he would have just sit there and spoke his mind against McNair the whole time.
You know what?
Now, the Texans won't allow a player that'll be that outspoken to come to the team.
All right, look. So any Texans player listening, you gotta pull a Conor McGregor on the fucking bus. All right, you gotta pull a Conor McGregor, bro. Let him know it's real.
Yeah, let him know it's real.
Get in, looser. You fucking looser.
Hey, that motherfucker's crazy.
Man, what y'all think about that?
That's true.
Next topic.
I think it was bullshit. Was
oh, yeah. I think
the Conor McGregor getting arrested and all that.
I thought it was some hype until he hurt somebody, though, man. Yeah. Like, he threw the damn.
But I think
it was the main
just,
event.
That might have been just. That might have just been, like, you know, a friendly fire on accident. But
this collateral what, damage.
You know, first of all.
Well, I think it was the main event, dude, too.
First of all, Mayweather said he's the only way he's coming out of retirement is in the octagon.
No, he said he's going to the UFC.
That's the only way he's coming out
of retirement. No, he said it.
Check this out.
He'll get his ass killed.
Conor McGregor is... He really has taken on the villain. He's the bad boy. You know, he's
doing it well.
Okay. I think what they're setting up is a Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather, UFC fight. Well, and Mayweather said he coming for 9 digits. That's a billion.
Well, there was a boxing fight this weekend, and they interviewed McNair. I mean, not McNair. Mayweather.
Or and nine is 100 million. But he said, so maybe he said 10 digits. Because he said a billion. He said he want a billion.
Right, listen, you would have to, listen. You know why he wants a billion? Because you know when he gets in that ring with Conor McGregor, he gonna get the shit. He gonna get his ass knocked the fuck out.
Oh, no.
I mean, it don't matter. But
Conor McGregor is gonna choke the shit out of him, bro. Come on, man.
He gonna die. And, you know.
No, but in there, he can put his head down. Conor McGregor can put his head down, run and grab him. Floyd Mayweather uses D's, bro. Like,
yeah, but he's pretty much useless. But he's been training for.
Hey, UFC. was that the homie? Nah, man. Was that the homo comment of the day? He said that Goo just said that Mayweather uses the D's. That's what he said.
No, I said Mayweather uses his hands.
No, you said he uses D's. Throw some D's on them.
Nah. All right, guys. I'd like to let you know the Chile is opened up.
The pink pancakes.
The war comment.
He's been training, though, for UFC, for MMA for a while, though. You know?
With Woodridge. Or
I don't know.
Willie.
I got faith in that Mayweather is going to train like a motherfucker.
I think he'll train, but I still think he'll get his ass choked out.
You know what?
Something. It's submission.
Definitely a possibility.
Something.
I'm gonna let you know. You gotta get McGregor on the ground. I mean, you gotta get.
Okay, look.
But Nate Diaz knocked McGregor out too, though. So
perfect example. Perfect example was Ronda Rousey. Okay, the reason I'm saying this is because when she lost, she tried to box the girl who was a boxer.
Yeah.
Who had been so Ronda Rousey just started boxing. The chick was a boxer, had been boxing for 7, 8, 9 years. So she got her ass knocked the fuck out, bro. So,
but also, listen, I think like Ronda Rousey was being protected too.
Nah, look, McGregor got his ass knocked out. Man, well, Mayweather played with him in the boxing ring, bro. He made it exciting. He was like, man,
well,
he made
it a fight.
I ain't who?
He played with him.
He let him, you know,
you
shit.
Did you want. Okay, so you paying $100 for a pay-per-view event, which was McGregor and Mayweather.
Right.
So do you want to see McGregor? Exactly. Do you want to see Mayweather just going bell ring, boom, knock him out?
Exactly.
Well, you would have been pissed off because you're like, paid $100 for this shit. So Mayweather just kind of like.
I was ready to see him knock him out just because, you know, I'm a big Conor McGregor fan, but I really did not like any of the racist comments he was making. So I was ready to see him knock him out. You know what I'm saying?
No, but he's Irish. He was being himself, bro. If you look.
Yeah.
Like,
Paul's got a little Irish in him, too, though.
Huh?
Paul's got a little Irish in him.
I don't know.
Like 10%.
Was it weed Irish? Or?
Exactly.
Because I mean, shit, Paul never smelled like liquor or nothing to me.
All I know is Boston George is my real dad.
Oh, that little.
Yeah, Paul met you. He met his father.
I met my real
week.
Dad this weekend. Boston. Shout out to my dad.
Boston George.
Yeah. What did y'all talk about?
Oh, you know we was talking about that. Good.
Okay, so let's clarify because in Houston there was an artist, the rapper named Boston George. Paul is talking about the legendary crime.
The movie Blow was made after Johnny Depp played him in the movie.
Oh, okay. Blow. So he was like a transporter, dope man, and all that stuff.
Snowman. Man, the real snowman.
Real snow, yeah, man. just Google
him.
Would he tell you he made the snow? Yeah, he made the snow worldwide. But for sure, just Google him. He did his time.
Him and Escobar probably were like friends and shit.
That's where Escobar started.
Yeah.
He did his time, you know what I'm saying? He changed his life around. Now he's in the legal weed game. That's a
sad story, bro. Because if you watch the movie Blow, you see at the end he promised his daughter he was going to show up to go pick her up. Yeah. And he does one. And he got busted and his daughter still waiting for him to go get.
I didn't ask because, you know, I'm not trying to be intrusive or rude. But I always wondered from that movie because I wondered how much of that was really true. Because as a father... there's been times where I could have maybe went to jail and missed my daughter. Some of those things are things I reflect on as an individual. So I always wondered, was that just theatrical they wrote into the movie or what? Definitely shout out to his daughter too, Christina. What's up? She always show much major love. That's my
what's up?
My sister. I just found out you're my sister. No, for sure though. But shout out to her. You know, of course it's none of my business, but just as a fan though or watching it, I always wondered that what their relationship was like. You know what I'm saying? But whatever, you know, he definitely did his time. He's a changed man, you know.
He's in the legal weed game,
you know, for sure, man. You know, so much love and props to him. And much love and props to anybody out there who has done something that they might have did that wasn't wrong, whether they got caught or not. If you're turning your life around in a positive light, man, more power to him, more encouragement to you. You can do it. Don't let nobody tell you can't, man. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to you, for sure. Shout out to my dad.
Positive Paul in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
All right,
nope,
man.
My test said negative. Nope, nothing positive around here. No, sir. Big old negative.
Only the positive in this.
I am not the rapper from Houston with AIDS. Oh, that's shit. Not me.
Whoever that was a rumor, man. Rapper,
well, I don't know if it's a rumor
Clarify,
or not.
Paul.
I don't know if it's a Come rumor on, Paul, or not. Let but it I, out. I know it ain't me.
Well, that was like, what, about 10 years ago?
Hey, if you had it, guess what? You still got it.
Hey, what was it that...
That was a long... Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Yeah, it was about 10 years.
Slim put his paperwork up. Slim said, Slim Thug said it ain't him. He pulled his paperwork up.
But that's just media bloggers just creating controversy so their views will go up, man. That was that media takeout. Reported that they had confirmation of an artist, a rapper, a Houston rapper that had... that was HIV positive or something like that and blah, blah, blah. All this shit, but then he put the fear in people in Houston. We're like, oh shit!
Everybody's like, who was it? And I tell you what, it ain't me.
I remember Slim Thug posted his
Slim Thug
his
got test, tested, posted you know, his shit right shit. Away. Nope, not him.
Because at the time, Slim was real wild and crazy on social media. He was posting,
especially with all them
girls and stuff. So he,
not me. I'm married and I do not cheat on my wife. Ain't no diseases going on there. Yep, that's right.
Happily married. A lot of people just talk shit just to talk shit, man. They start rumors and all this shit. So
Pink Pancakes, back on the Pink Pancake Blast.
Nah, we good.
Hey, speaking of them blue waffles, man. Did y'all hear that crazy shit about Mayweather's entourage or his caravan got shot at?
Yes,
one of his bodyguards got shot in the
leg. One of his long-time bodyguards shot in the leg.
So, I guess Mayweather was in Atlanta.
Yeah, I think so.
In the leg.
He got in the leg. Motherfucker was probably 6'6".
Yeah, he's a big dude, man. He's like about 6'5".
Is that right?
But he either looks Italian or white. That's the only one that he's a long time bodyguard, so he's been with him forever.
They said he hosted a club that night. He was in a strip club
or something like that, or just
went to the Waffle House, left in a 3-car.
He was looking for that blue waffle. That's what he was looking for.
Left in the 3-car caravan, and somebody unloaded on the first one. That's where the bodyguard was at.
But they said he was targeted because after he got shot, they were following them. And then the drivers lost him or whatever.
But you got to believe that. When it was a setup? I don't think it was a setup. I just think somebody was trying to get him.
Well, that's what I mean, like, by a setup. Somebody was like, fuck it, we're going to get him. Yeah, you got the money.
But a setup is when your homeboy set you up.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I think they were trying to jack him.
They thought they had it coming up. But, you know, I'm just like, hey, Mayweather, they say no nuts, no glory. But I'm just saying... I would assume Mayweather got a shitload of security and they strapped. I would assume.
I would assume that too. They said not one shot was fired from Mayweather's
well,
camp.
Well, they haven't confirmed it.
No, well,
they said that they believe that Mayweather's crew never
shot
nothing
back. That's why I was tripping. Like, how nobody have a gun? I wouldn't give a damn. I'm shooting like.
Did the other people shot one time and that's
it? Nah, they lit the truck up.
Yeah.
They lit the SUV up. So you would have thought if they lit the front one up, it's two more SUVs. Somebody had some type of grenade launcher, missile launcher, or some shit.
You're trying to bring the ward into these.
Bro, you carrying all that damn money and you don't think nobody gonna try you, bro? You gotta have some kind of automatic
weapons and rifles. You would think as much as he bragging everything, his vehicles would be bulletproof.
And
that's
Number one, fire your security team. Hire me, fool. Because I would have told you that. Every vehicle you're in's gotta be bulletproof.
Nah, Chile get drunk. I would assume,
don't you think he would at least have some crash dummies with him too? They're just trying to earn their stripes. Like, yeah, hell nah, ain't nobody gonna fuck with Mayweather. Y'all fuck with him, we gonna tell y'all.
But he's a businessman now, so he's like,
bro, but
they protect that dude like business wise and everything.
But listen, that type of money that you have.
I ain't got no money. You got that type of money, you gotta move.
Oh,
Mayweather, you're talking about Mayweather. You gotta move a certain way. I'm about to shit. I'll be the one trying to get him shooting at him, you know what I mean?
You gotta move a certain way, man. You can't move like a normal person.
But do you have to advertise it? Do you have to advertise and brag about it?
That's what I say. You gotta move a certain way.
Because one thing about him is that he's good at promoting himself and everything. But he also, his security team should be smart enough and tell him, hey, look, we don't want to tell everybody where we at. Why is it? And I saw him for Super Bowl.
Bro, you think
he had Suburbans right. with TMT and big ass letters on it.
They pulled up to Johnny. They pulled up to Johnny Dang's about 20 Suburbans.
Bro,
deep,
look,
every one of them.
But listen, do you see Oscar De La Hoya getting in the shootouts, getting shot at, any of that bullshit? Because he moves a different way.
Yeah, he's too busy snorting coke and wearing female shoes.
Well, whatever
and
he's doing, he's not. But yeah, that's cool. You probably like that shit.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just calling like I see it. I ain't going
to screensaver
It's also different, though. I mean, because Mayweather going to the strip clubs, De La Hoya, I don't see him going to the strip clubs. If he is, he ain't going 20-30 deep. He going to treasures or some shit. But, you know, Mayweather.
Tesoros, not treasures.
But, you know, by all means, of course, you know, we want the best for Mayweather, so we don't want to see him get robbed or hurt. But at the same time,
why nobody get hurt?
You know, he made his money, he earned it, he got every right to enjoy it however he wants his friends. But at the same time, he's got to realize that he got his family with him a lot of times. Like, man, that's not, you don't want to put these other people in harm's way like that. If you
because you know what he said, like, when I respected him, when he said, man. Because they basically asked him, why do you run when you're in the ring, right? Like, why do you run? Why you don't box? And he said, man, look.
It's defense, bro. You don't want to get hit.
No, but what he said was he doesn't want to get hit because he said, man, look at Ali.
Yeah.
He can't even enjoy his life. Like, look at all the boxers that boxed, that were brawlers, that stood in the ring, went toe-to-toe with you. Man, they half-assed, you know. I mean, they vegetables, man. They can't even enjoy their life. So you got all that money, can't enjoy it. He got a daughter, a son. I know he got a daughter and a son.
He got like five kids or six more,
or whatever. So I mean, shit. But at the same time, you have to think about your kids when you think about going to them damn clubs and all that shit, running in and out, and man, the Waffle House, bro. You should have called that shit in. Bro, we can go. We get shit delivered to us.
He literally probably could have just went and on the spot bought the Waffle
House.
I'm gonna tell you, Mayweather could have just said, "All right, gone to the manager and said, hey, can you close your restaurant? And I'll pay you this much, whatever you would have made with this hour that I'm in there."
Right.
I would have bought it out like that and not let nobody in, just for him. He can do that. But I think he just wanted to be like around people and shit like that, just to be like, all right, whatever, I'm Mayweather, I can be around people.
Let's see.
But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm going to tell you, like you said, Goo, a lot of people depend on him. If something happens to him, however people he employs are going to be out of a job, you know? I just think he needs to get better security.
But more importantly, a child will be without their father, man. That's the worst part. Money can't buy that shit.
Family,
back, like,
husband, brother, son.
I got a question. Not for y'all, it's for Siri. What is the average revenue made at Waffle House per day in Atlanta? Just curious. Because, you know,
what
she
say?
Let's see.
Paul, pay your motherfucking bill so I can answer this question.
Okay.
She's been very quiet, though. She ain't said shit.
Okay, a salary. Okay, I'm not talking about salary. I'm talking about the revenue. Okay.
The average, how many? Maybe the question should have been, what do you, how much does a Waffle House restaurant make a day? That's what your question should have been.
Waitress at Waffle House can make.
What's the wages? He's trying to find the wages of the Waffle House employee.
The revenue. I said, what's the average revenue, right?
Yeah, just say how much Waffle House makes per day.
Waffle House. Does Waffle House pay every? How much does Waffle pay per hour? How much does Waffle House?
We're gonna be here forever.
What'd you say?
How much does a Waffle average Waffle House make per day, or something like that? We're gonna be here forever, ever, forever, ever.
How much?
Forever, I got you, baby. I got you.
Play that Jeopardy song. That Jeopardy song.
I got you.
Per day.
Sound effects by Goo. Bro, how you gonna play your theme song, fool?
Hey, it's Goo Hefner. Gooston, Texas.
What's it? Was it a Goo Altuve? What was his name?
Goo, you jamming?
Man, that is Ozuna.
Yeah, the light-skinned dude.
Man, that boy got some shit.
No, the when he came here to the financial thing, man, he saw they were none but girls. Back.
He's supposed to be coming back. Oh, let me look that up.
Hold Paul, that's what we
coming back,
dude. You know what?
Nah, that was Bad Bunny, bro. That wasn't.
No, it was Ozuna. Ozuna came like about Bad Bunny 3 weeks before. Yeah.
Boy, they got the game on lock.
Man, hey, y'all don't know. Y'all don't know.
Have y'all heard that Cardi B album, though? What y'all think of that? Her album came out.
Bro. I can't listen to
it. I heard it. I heard it.
I'll tell you what, though.
She giving Nicki a run.
Dude, yeah, that's what I think.
Listen. If I hear a song, she got a song with Ozuna that's jamming called Modelo, by the way. But anyway, I have not. For some reason, I can't.
You just don't support female artists, right?
No, I.
Okay, we got it, good. We got it, good.
I didn't say I don't support them. No, you just can't.
Because you street. I mean, you hard, you know what I'm saying?
If I hit on the radio, shit, I'll jam it.
I mean, we know you hard. You hardcore, man, you know what I mean? You street.
But I ain't sitting at home with my headphones running 3 miles jamming fucking Cardi B. You be in the car probably shaking your ass.
Don't matter.
Jiggy little titties and shit.
Hey,
drinking your Coors Light.
Hey, you know what? As long as I'm jamming, hey, it's better than Tekashi. I'll tell you that shit.
See, I haven't even heard this shit.
Well, that's what you don't know.
I don't need to know that.
She's got this song called I Like It Like That. I Like It.
I heard that today.
That song has got Bad Bunny.
I heard it. I heard that song.
It's got Bad Bunny, Cardi B, and I forgot who else.
I heard that song on Apple Music.
That song is jamming. I like that song
because that's on her album.
Yeah, because I feel like she represented like her Hispanic culture. At the same time,
that's dope.
It's a big. She's a fucking multi platinum artist from New York. You know, showing love to everybody. So I kind of like it. I've heard her album, and I think. Her lyrics go harder than a lot of artists right now.
For sure. She keep it all the way real, too, with her personality.
You listen to her album, Paul?
No. But I don't listen to, you know, only...
Unless it's Houston artists, he said it.
The only artists I listen to is Hustler, Rich the Factor, Slim Thug, Lil Kiki, Zero.
Huh.
That's what I listen to. If you're not... in the Jackal. If you're not one of them people, then I, you know...
He's so cold, he don't even listen to his own albums.
I mean, I do sometimes, but that's really what I listen to. These are my artists.
No, I get you, bro.
To. But we met her. She was real.
She was cool. She was
super cool. She seems like authentic to what we see. That's not usually what you see.
That's why she's winning, though.
Yeah, because
she's not fake.
She seems authentic.
She don't give a shit.
What you see, she don't give a fuck. That's her,
bro. She said it on there. She said I went from being a stripper to being on top of the world right now.
And
she's pregnant too, so congratulations to her being pregnant.
But I'm gonna tell you when I knew like that that Bodak yellow shit.
Yeah.
Bro, we were at Sneaker Summit.
Yeah.
We were at Sneaker Summit and the DJ played that song.
Oh, they were
everybody
crazy.
Stopped. Bro, they were jumping on the girls were jumping on tables.
Yeah.
And you see dudes rapping the shit
dudes
too, and I'm
rapping
like,
the
damn.
Song. When you see dudes going in on a female's verse, and I don't mean like gay dudes, I mean like gangsters. These was gangsters that was like
D-boys.
Yeah, D-boys, all kind of, man, going in, saying word for word her verse, and you know, okay, this has been a shift in the culture of how things going, and she really going in on some shit where they really love that shit.
You know what? I'm going to tell you, man. If she So I don't give a fuck if she's got a ghostwriter or not. I don't care about that because the product she's putting out there is hardcore. You know what I'm saying? It's dope and everything.
She got a ghostwriter? Or are you just saying?
They're saying shit like that, but I don't care if she does.
Yes, yeah, everybody got a ghostwriter. Yeah.
I mean, so I don't care.
I mean, listen, I think at the end of the day, it's only so much shit you can keep rapping about. Yeah, and it gets hard. In order for you to keep putting out music like that, okay, they say Drake got a ghostwriter. Right, no shit. Right,
yeah. Got a badass dope writer than shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you don't think he got writers?
Drake got a ghostwriter. Yep, he dope too. Whatever combination he got is working.
But Drake,
like Rihanna,
same with her. Whatever like Beyonce, she
wants, it's working. Beyonce's got a ghostwriter.
Beyonce be having Rihanna like 10, got a ghostwriter
because
on one song.
If you look, Umbrella was written by The Dream.
Right.
The Dream wrote Umbrella. Now, you know what I'm saying? He got like more than $16 million just from writing that song.
Wow.
Yeah. Think about that. Congrats. You know what I'm saying? So, that was a hit. It doesn't matter who writes it. It's who performs it and everything.
You know, the first time I heard Umbrella 2 was, I called your phone and that was your ringtone. Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck was that?
Hey, man.
And that was that Umbrella. That shit was, that was the first time I heard
it. You know why it was on there?
It was raining that day?
Nah, because I got me a squirter that one time and it got me all, so I had to get me an Umbrella. Man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Chile, I always got to take the shit back to something sexual, man. We got to get you. Chile is going to have his own sexual,
sexual chocolate.
The Chile sex talk
the
or
love
something.
Pepper. The love pepper. Chile, the love pepper.
Throw a little chile on your life.
The love pepper.
Let me put a little chile in your life.
The love pepper. Chile.
Chile, you been out recently, pepper. Man? You been going out?
Nah, man. I've been at home actually Netflixing it all, man. Netflix and chill. That's what I've been up on, man.
You ain't been to Astros game yet?
Nah, man.
What?
Yeah,
we going.
Two.
Are we taking you to Astros game?
I've been
we
to
done
two.
Been to
Bro,
two.
I'm going to tell you what's messed been to up. Two. I got tickets that I bought against the Rangers for the 14th.
Fuck the Rangers.
And I can't. No, not the Rangers. To the Rangers game, bro. Yeah, fuck the Rangers, but yeah.
That's what I'm saying. The Texas Rangers, the football, the baseball team, the Cubs.
You got tickets in Arlington, in Dallas?
No, it's here in Houston.
Oh, in Houston.
It's here.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So I got tickets for Saturday, but I can't go because it's my nephew's birthday.
Oh, I can go.
I can't.
Oh, this Saturday?
Yeah, you're gonna be gone too.
I can't go. Oh, great.
See if they'll change the game. See if
you want to give me a ticket to the game that I cannot go.
I didn't know. I don't know your life.
I'm not. Well. I'm hosting the Hooters pageant on Highway 6 and I-10.
See, I knew you was going. It was either Hooters or Chulas or
Diablos.
Yeah. Some fucking
Diablos.
Where.
I know now, Diablos is somewhere. My home. That's where I'll be at Diablos all the time.
What are you judging? The best
breath? I'm hosting.
What do you? I mean, but what's
the pageant? I'm actually DJing and hosting the pageant.
What's the actual contest?
Personality. So this is how
it goes. Jugs.
So this is what. Well, I wish. That's how I see it. But what the Hooters Corporation sees it at is like, we're gonna have the waitresses from that restaurant are gonna compete. They're gonna have a nightgown, like a nightdress, you know, like you
oh,
know,
they're
like
competing against each other.
Yeah, they're competing against each other. So they're gonna have a bikini round and then like a clubbing.
Ask them.
Objectifying women at its best.
I want you to ask them how they feel about Trump's stance on DACA.
Shit.
Oh, hey, don't you think
they're gonna be doing a wet t-shirt contest? Like, hey, we got something special. We got special requests for Paul Wall. He says, how do you feel about your Trump stance on DACA?
Most of them girls are probably gonna be like, well, DACA, I mean, is that like.
No, they don't get twisted. Some of them are some real college students. This was, man.
Yeah,
what they win?
Huh?
Money? They win money? But they get the weekend off.
They win like
you get a weekend off.
They win like $500 and they advance to the next round, which is like they'll do like all the girls from all the Hooters in Houston, and they'll compete.
Is that how they end up in that calendar?
To see,
or no?
Yeah. Well, the winner of all the girls in Houston will move on to represent Texas, and you know,
well, shout out to Miss Hooters, Texas.
Whoever wins Texas goes and you know they do the Hooters pageant and. From all the world.
In Vegas.
Worldwide in Vegas. And then,
oh, really? I was joking.
Well, you know.
It just seemed like something
they
were
doing
in
Vegas. No, they do it. And then, Katie won, my homegirl, Susan, she was a bartender there, and she ended up making it to the world pageant in Vegas, and she ended up coming in fourth. Like, she almost, like, got top
y'all
three.
Y'all
go
check
you know
out Chile at the Hooters, at hosting Hooters. It, holding it down. Which Hooters you said, of Highway 6?
Highway 6 and I-10. They call it Memorial City now.
Hooters. Hey, Chile will be in the building.
Hey, Mike, you want to buy some Astros tickets for Saturday? We talking. We trying
shit,
to give them away.
Talking about this.
We trying to give them away now. We trying to sell
them. Bro, I'm going to tell you, I would go over there and just I would get some tickets right behind the
Might be a day game. Texans. It might be an early game.
Texas Rangers bullpen. I would get kicked out because I would just talk so much shit about them for what they did during Hardy.
Harvey. They didn't want to. For those of you guys that didn't know, when Harvey was going on, they asked,
we were flooded and
flooded.
We were supposed to play the first two games here in Houston.
Yeah, we asked if we could move them. So like we switch could play, them. Yeah, switch them around.
Like if we could play the first two at there, Arlington and then come back to Houston by that time.
But they said no.
Yeah, they didn't want
because
to.
Because they said that wouldn't be right.
They wanted us to play all four games over there, that whole series. They wanted
fuck
us
the
play
Rangers.
Guess what? We won the World Series.
See, guess what? We that's whooped their ass. Matter of fact.
Shout out to Tampa Bay, man. Bro,
The
Rays stepped Tampa up Bay and they said, love, bro. Tampa Bay said, oh, you know what? We ain't got no games. Our stadium's open that day if y'all want to play it here. So the Astros said, all right, fuck it. Let's go play it over there. And we whooped them. We
because beat their ass. I don't know if y'all know this, man, but we are always getting the short end of the stick when it comes to weather, bro. I don't know if you remember Bud Selig back in the days when it was the other hurricane. Right after that, we had to go play the Cubs, and we ended up – it was supposed to be a home game here. And he ended up making them play in Milwaukee.
Damn.
How's that a home game for the Astros playing in Milwaukee? And it's right after the hurricane hit. Well, that was Ike or Katrina, when Katrina and Ike and all that hit. And so, you know, so they played us that year.
It's all right. I don't mind because we won the World Series last year.
That's right. That's right. And we're going back this year.
Yeah. Hey, man, listen, man, I'm still – we don't ever have to win it again, bro.
My
life is
– Yeah, like, I was alive when they won it, so I'm good.
I had like my checklist was like to travel the world. I've been blessed to, you know, with Paul, we've done that.
Okay.
And Blue for the Astros to win Blue Waffles the world. To see the Astros win the World Donkey Series, punch. Bro. Dude. Like.
That's pretty dope. That would be mine about the Houston Texans winning the Super Bowl.
Y'all don't know.
Were you a big baseball fan?
I follow it, but I'm not like diehard baseball fan. Okay.
Already won.
Yeah, the Rockets already won 94, 90, yeah, 93, 94. Right, yeah.
But we do for
I was alive for that, so I was good with that.
Yeah.
I want to see. I've seen the Dynamo win the championships, right. too. MLS championships. So
I wasn't in the soccer.
It's like that.
But I remember when the Arrows, I remember the Comets won the championship.
Comets.
They won like three.
Yeah. ESG, what's up?
Back to back to back to back.
Yeah, like the comments. So, like you know. And then now we got Houston's got a rugby team. We got to go check out the rugby team. Shouts out to the Houston rugby team.
When they play. Bro, I'm going to tell you something. You know why I never could go to a soccer game? It's too fucking hot in the Dynamo Stadium. Yeah,
bro, you drink beer,
man,
bro.
It's hot as shit. Man, you going to pass out.
No, you don't.
I'm a bougie Mexican then, I guess.
Shit, I don't even know. If you're Mexican, we need a DNA test.
I thought you was Hawaiian.
I thought I was Filipino.
I thought you were Samoan.
He's like, I look like I could be anything. That's what he's
really
saying.
He really could pass for every race. Like, Goo looks like...
He's the right kind of light skin, what you're saying.
Now, you know what they say, like, what mankind is going to look like in, like, 100 years, how it's going to be completely mixed? That's how Goo looks. Like,
fucked up?
Goo could be, Goo could be mixed with white, black... Asian,
no Chile,
Hispanic, Goo could be Alaskan, Goo could be
what's an Alaskan?
Goo could be
Eskimo.
He could be part German. We don't, man. Goo could be anything, man. For sure, man.
Hey, speaking of Alaska, man, you know me and Paul, we went to Alaska and did the dumbest shit on earth. Guess what we ordered in Alaska?
Eskimo pussy.
No, what kind of food?
I would have gone over there to find out if Eskimo pussy was cold.
Man, come on, man.
we did go see Santa, though. He's black, bro.
Santa Claus is black, bro.
And we saw the fucking reindeer.
They wonder that motherfucker ain't never brought me shit.
They were lazy and fat. The reindeer were lazy and fat. Yeah. Bro.
Hey, but guess what me and Goo ate? We went and ate Mexican food.
The fuck?
Swear to God.
Yep, in Alaska. Because why not? We saw a Mexican restaurant. We was like, oh shit, Mexican restaurant in Alaska.
Let's see what this is about. Like, how do you fuck up chips and salsa?
Bro, I've been to an Asian restaurant here and seen a Hispanic worker in the back. You know, I've been to a Mexican restaurant. Well, we cook Hispanic most of the food, man. No, no, yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of Hispanic chefs. We at least thought, okay, it's gonna be somebody. It's a Mexican restaurant. We're gonna see somebody back there working this Mexican. Bro, there were no Mexicans in the establishment at all.
That's because they were all
they
Eskimo.
Knew better. They was like, they were, hell nah.
They were all Eskimo. Because they were scared INS was gonna show up.
Bro, we didn't eat the food, bro. We left the food and went and got like some I don't remember what we got. We got something else.
We had some I don't know, but
oh, did we have like, church? No, we bought some Kentucky some chicken, bro. I think we got some Kentucky. Kentucky fried chicken. They couldn't fuck nothing up.
You know, we eat real Mexican food.
Every time I think of Kentucky fried chicken, all I can remember is that story that I heard when one of the cops at T-Town. He was telling me about Big Pun, rest in peace. He was telling me, he said, yeah, man, Big Pun and I were cool. Officer Huddy, I don't know if he's retired now or not, but we call him Uncle Huddy. This fool was coming out there, and he said, man, me and Big Pun, we cool. And I was like, man, how the fuck you cool with Big Pun? Man, we shared a bucket of chicken, a Kentucky fried chicken. Now, did you know that fool had in his rider on his contract, Big Pun said he needed 14 buckets of 14. Kentucky Fried Chicken, extra crispy.
14 buckets
of Kentucky Fried Chicken in the dressing room.
Is this a 5-piece bucket or?
Nah, he said 14 buckets.
Wow, okay.
So what? I'm assuming it was like the most. Oh, for
the
buckets.
Bucket is like the 12 pieces.
Yeah,
the
family pack.
But he said 7 of them were exclusively for him.
For him, don't touch.
Yeah,
then
the rest were for like the crew or whatever.
Man, he wasn't eating all that shit. Bro.
He could have just been like, fuck it, I don't want the chicken. I'm just gonna eat the skin off all of them.
But you know how many artists you know order a crazy amount of shit and they don't even touch it.
Yep, but our rider has.
What do you ask for, Paul?
I mean, first of all, we don't drink, so. One thing we ask for is these orange Red Bulls.
Okay, well, if I start running around in your entourage, we're going to need to include the beer in there.
Yeah, no, we do sometimes because, you know, and now we don't drink, but like alcohol, like liquor, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes we still might have it because we have people with us, so we might want to drink with people. But
it's got to be the People's Champ beer.
Yep, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
People's Champ beer.
Yeah, shout out to
Available at 8th Wonder, guys.
Hey, and that's what I was going to ask you, man. Hey. Are you going to put it out on the stores?
Yes, sir. It's coming to a store near you this summer, along with the Boss Beer, along with Brew GK, the UGK beer, chill. The Boss Beer, Slim Thugs beer, and my beer is the People's Champion. All done with 8th Wonder Brewery.
Who do I have to talk about getting a sponsorship with all those beers?
Well, you know, don't worry about that, Chile. That's something you don't have to worry about.
All right,
I'm just
going to
leave that alone, and we'll move on to the next subject, my brother.
Yeah, baby. We got you,
Chile.
You see how professional that was? All right, let's move to the next subject. Okay, how about
pay? We got you, Chile. We got you, brother.
Man, you know what, man?
You gotta have it. Chile, you would have been the perfect bro. We just didn't go and say, hey, make us a beer. We literally did taste testings, bro. Damn. Like, we had people come taste the beer. Yeah, we blind tastings. Man, what you think? And give us your honest opinion.
I tasted
on the
beer,
shit.
And I think I've said it on the air on the podcast.
Now, did you like it? Like, seriously?
I liked it. I drank 3 of them, and I had to stop because I was like, whoa.
Yeah, alcohol content.
You know what?
I
was
pretty
like,
high.
It's not any regular beer. Right. It's not regular beer.
No, it's not.
I was on my motorcycle that day, and you know, people say whenever you're on a motorcycle, you're not supposed to drink. And then I said, yeah, that's true. So I had 2 beers, and I was like, okay, I can do a third one. And I had 3rd beer, and I was like, whoa, I gotta stop. I was like, I gotta get out of here because, you know, I'm gonna get in trouble if I keep hearing. Beer was good. I'm not lying. I'm not just saying that because I got to try the Boss Life beer that day. I tried the People's Champ beer, and it was good. Paul,
it's a Crystal Weizen. It's a Crystal Weizen.
A Crystal Weizen?
Yeah. Crystal Weizen. Yeah. It's a 5.5%.
No, it's got 4%. More than it's
no,
got
no,
more
no,
than a regular
4.
Beer.
Yeah, it's 5.4%. That's a lot.
First of all,
most beers are 3, I think.
The name is the People's Champ, so we wanted it to be a beer that people would love. We didn't want it to be like a boutique style beer or like a niche flavor type of beer. So we definitely didn't want any type of fruit type of flavor in that. We wanted it to be a beer that beer drinkers would love. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because nowadays with the IPAs, you got a lot of beer enthusiasts that like to go taste different beer.
Right.
I got to try a fucking beer that's like fucking chocolate beer. And it fucking tastes like ass.
Bro, I'm going to
don't ask me how I know about that,
ass tastes like Chile. But I'm going to tell you what's crazy. When we went to
you know what Kerry Hilson said? Bro, you got to eat it like groceries.
That wasn't Kerry Hilson, but okay.
Yeah, it was Kerry Hilson.
I put the groceries up in the cabinet.
That was Janae. Wasn't it Janae?
No, was it Janae Anko or Kerry Hilson? See, because I've been thinking about Janae Anko. I mean, Kerry Hilson.
That was Janae.
Oh, was that Tinashe?
No. It was not.
It was. It was either Tinashe 6'9". Yeah.
Hey, we went to Germany, though.
Yeah.
Bro, that beer.
Oktoberfest. That's when you got to go during.
Nah, we went to Germany.
Yeah, they did.
That's what I'm saying. Oktoberfest.
It wasn't Oktoberfest, but we went there. I got a flight of beer. If you know what a flight is, it's basically like they give you like 4 different beers.
Okay.
To take, man, listen, that shit is so strong. Oh, I thought I was a beer drinker, bro. But I couldn't even go. When I got to the third one, I legit felt like I was like, man, I can't drink more.
Y'all ever gone to World of Beers here in Houston?
No. Nah, my brother has. My brother's
been there. Dude, they got beers. They advertise that say from all over the world, which is bullshit. Yeah. Because I asked for a watermelon beer and they didn't have it. So that right there says. Beards.
Do they carry 8th Wonder beer?
Nah, I don't think they do.
Oh,
You know, there's one that I tried there that it's a Belgian beer. Belgian beer is strong as fuck. 8th Wonder beer is where y'all can find the People's Champ, the Boss Beer, yep. And the Brugge GK. And that's the only ones we're going to start from. Actually, that's what we're going to. Hey. Holla at them, see if we can do the podcast over there and we can invite people
over.
I'm
going to tell you what's funny.
We have people show up.
I just went to 8th Wonder right now.
Okay. Did you bring any beer?
No, I didn't.
We don't want to talk to you then.
I didn't drink nothing. But I saw
Ryan.
Saw Ryan, the owner.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, man, what you doing? I said, I'm coming to meet somebody. I'm on my way out. He said, oh, okay. I said, man, we're going to do a podcast. He was like, oh, cool. I said, man, we need to do a podcast.
Yeah, we should.
He was like, man, whatever you guys need, man. He's super fucking with whatever we're doing.
He's super H-Town. I mean, yeah, you don't call it 8th Wondering. Everything's H-Town themed.
They were coming from the
Astrodome. Because Bun B had his hats today right there, you know?
Yeah, so they was coming from there, and they had took their seats, because they have like...
Oh, yeah.
Those seats in 8th Wonder are from the Astrodome.
Yeah, they bought seats from... So,
you know, he said we can do it, man, so we need to do it. We just need to plan it out,
and then we'll go and do it, you know? I mean, we do it on a Sunday or something like that, whenever there's people there or something like that.
People there every day, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
That place is packed. Today, there was...
How do we talk about all this while we're doing a podcast? We supposed to talk about this when we're done recording.
Hey, shit, man. Don't worry about it. That's a great idea coming to podcast.
Yep.
That's what makes it so different than every other podcast that's out there, because everything is script with the other podcasts. You know, we're over here, we got a script and everything, but sometimes we go off the script and we talk about shit.
I know we well off the script on this show.
It don't even matter, but you know what, man? It's us. It's H-Town. You can't just be like... That's one thing that I'm going to tell you right now. The difference that I'm starting to love the podcast more than radio is because radio, you only have like 15 seconds to 20 seconds to talk.
Right,
unless you're on a morning show. On a morning show, you can talk a little bit longer. But now they got technology so involved in it that they can tell whenever people tune out from the radio. And then they'll be like, okay, what you say this day? Oh, you shouldn't have said that. Oh, that's why, you know, blah, blah, blah. Don't talk no more about this, you know? So it's so into that. Now with us, it's like, we can talk whatever we want. And then we ain't got to play no commercials. We ain't got to pay no music or nothing like that. We're doing this for fun. Now, if we want to get advertisers and all that stuff like that, then we'll figure a way to bring them into it. You know what I'm saying? But the way is, we can talk about whatever we want. And not have to worry about sticking to, you know, yeah. Oh, they're going to now, they're going to do this, they're going to do that. People want to support us for being us, man. So, can I get another beer now? Nah, man, but, you know, we like you said, we went off the script, but, you know, sometimes it's going to happen, so it's all good.
Because we unscripted.
Yeah, you know, so, Paul, man, before we get out, anybody got any cool stories that they want to talk about or anything before we get out of here?
Shout out to our people out there in Detroit, Ann Arbor, Michigan, Flint. Shout out to Flint. We was out there this past weekend in Ann Arbor. Had a little festival out there. Shout out to Boston George. We got to kick it with Boston George. We spoke on that earlier.
It snowed.
It snowed out there. Like, for real snow. It was cold snow, you know.
He said it was cold snow.
For real snow.
It wasn't that hot snow. It was cold snow.
Yeah. And, you know, other than that, man, you know, blessings to the Astros. Keep doing your thing, baby. You know what I'm talking about? Already.
Goop? Anything?
No, man. Just,
all right, that's why I don't need you talk much. You know what I'm saying?
I'm actually looking at the Astros score. We're up 1-0 right now. Oh, quick update, man. While the podcast was going on, Channel 13 had a breaking news report that the guy that was shot in the head
on social media,
he's doing a lot better. He's doing a lot better. He's even breathing on his own.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
So prayers up to him and his family, man. Look like hopefully he pulls through and can come out of this, man.
Ooh, now that you said that, it reminded me. I forgot part of that was the story that was on the script today for the day. The dude that was shot in Sacramento. What was his name? The dude that got shot. I sent the email too on it.
We don't be reading that shit.
I know.
Stephen Clark.
Yeah, Stephen Clark.
Oh, okay.
So Stephen Clark, y'all notice his brother was like going to city council.
Yeah, right.
Being like all on their face, and he was, you know, bringing awareness to it. And some people were like, okay, he's being a little show off, and they were telling him how to grieve and stuff. You know, Okay. So a video surfaced of him. I don't know where he was, if he was at a store or whatever. He pulls out a handful of, like, you know, stack of money, and he's putting it to his ear, like walking around like this and all that. And people are saying that was the money that people donated to his family.
Hell no.
So how do y'all feel about that, man?
I don't think it's true. Let me tell you why.
But he ain't got no job or nothing like this. So how the fuck he gonna have stacks?
That shit's true, bro. That might have been fake money. That shit might have been from 3 years ago. Because I'm gonna tell you, bro. No, listen. But he got a GoFundMe or something.
Apparently, people were donating money to the
Cash money.
Oh yeah.
Because you can't pull out
no GoFundMe.
It takes
money,
so
bro.
Long to get that money. Yeah.
I don't know.
Trust me, it takes. We've done it.
But it didn't say if it was GoFundMe. No. It didn't say if it was GoFundMe. It could have been like donations that people's bank account.
You made a stack like.
Yeah, he pulled. Like,
I don't think his
money. You know how Mayweather be pulling out money and he's like winning his ear.
I think they're trying to discredit that man and like. Bro, no, it's him though. That shit came from the Trump administration.
Hey, you never know. Hey,
that story.
Yeah. Man, so what do you? That's why I don't donate to charities that much unless it's like a benefit that I go to. Like it's like a
man. That's why.
That's why you gotta watch.
That's why we do more hands-on shit, man. That's why you know we do a lot of hands-on stuff. Yeah. People ask us all the time, hey. We're doing this. Can you come donate? Well, how about we donate time? And because at the end of the day, there's some great causes out there, but then there are some causes that, look, man.
Scam artists are everywhere, man.
Yeah. And, you know, every cause might not be something that,
that's
you
good.
Know, man, that is true to your heart. So, damn. I mean, you know, hey, to each his own.
Yeah. You also got to watch what you post on social media because you always got to, everybody out there, you have to be mindful of the fact that if something happens to you or someone you love, they're going to pull up things from years back and they're going to twist it around. Just like this could be something else, it's being twisted around that it's coming from the GoFundMe or whatever. What if it ain't? What if it's coming from, this came from 3 years ago? What if that wasn't even his money? He was, he's seen some money. He's like, hey, let me hold that right quick and do a little Instagram video. Because people do that all the time. I got all kind of broke partners who be borrowing people money to do little Instagram videos.
Oh, I was just going to ask you for some money so I can
on Instagram. Oh, that's why you was asking me to hold that money. Yeah. No, but for sure, though, but you know, you got to be mindful of the fact that if something happens to you, people will find your past, things from your past, and twist it around to make you look bad. So just watch out what you post.
But see, this is, I think this is people going after him because it looks like it's security footage from like a store or something like that. So it's not like it's him posting the video. You know what I'm saying? It looked like it's security footage. Now,
man,
you know,
also, by all means, what if it was the money from the GoFundMe? Just because he made a video doing that don't mean nothing. What if it was the money from the GoFundMe? He pulled it out, did an Instagram video, and then went and gave it to his kids.
First of all, what the fuck is he doing with the money? Because it's supposed to go to his mom and dad and kids.
Man, that wasn't him. That was Photoshop.
No, you think so?
I don't think that was him.
All right, conspiracy goo over there.
Is it a clear video?
It's grainy, but it looked like him.
Hey, at the end of the day, it don't even matter, man. This is just something we talking about that instead of talking about how he was killed. This is just a diversion tactic so that we is that he was unarmed and he was killed.
That's the story, but his brother is benefiting and acting in ass, doing all this extra stuff that's taken away from the brother being killed, unarmed 20 times. 20 times he got shot, and they said 8 times were on the back and stuff like that. So his brother is not helping the case at all by doing all this extra shit, you know? And then, like, one thing I liked about his brother that he did at the funeral, like at the viewing or whatever, because the Sacramento Kings allowed him to use the arena to do the viewing and all that stuff, the service, because, you know, people were protesting and everything, so they allowed him. He was out there while, you know, one thing I liked about him is that he just walked on stage, and while some old lady was talking, I don't know what kind of activist she was or whatever, she's hosting the thing, and she's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And he gets up there and starts talking, and they're like, excuse me, young brother, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, don't tell me to shut up. Don't be drunk. This is my brother's funeral, you know? He's like, I don't know who y'all are. Y'all were never around, you know? So he's like, yeah, I'm here because it was my brother. Y'all are here just for the publicity and stuff. And then, was it Al Sharpton showed up, and he said, let this young brother talk, and did his whole thing. So, you know, I think it's just a lot of BS going on. He's taking away from everything, you know?
Yeah.
He's taking away. Somebody needs to just tell him, hey, dude, you know what? You grieved. You got your message point. I mean, you got your message across, and then just chill.
I'd be mad as fuck, too, if that was my brother.
Yeah.
But I don't think I could speak peacefully about it either. I'd be on some fuck you hoe ass laws. I would be pissed. Whoever the fuck else.
Right. Right.
Right. But would you make a scene at his service?
I mean, if I seen a possible,
that's because you know what, I know how funerals are. People be up there reaching, fake grieving.
Yeah.
So I probably would. If this was really my brother, you know, if something happened, and I seen all these people reaching with some fake grieving, with their cameras out, and they all doing this for the cameras, and all these fake celebrities or real celebrities,
bro. But he out there,
I would be pissed, and I would be like, man, you know what?
But
fuck this, y'all. Fuck all of y'all. Y'all didn't know him. Y'all ain't had nothing to do with him when he was here. Y'all doing all this fake shit, trying to get other people to donate. Well, where the money you donating? You know, and they, man, I don't know. But he has every right to.
But you just said, where's his money y'all donating? His ass was on video fucking using the money.
And they get here.
I'm just saying. Starting
rumors.
No, I'm just saying. I'm playing devil's advocate right here.
Who was that on? Media Takeout?
Nah, that's where you go. Nah, it was on WorldStar.
Oh, you went to
WorldStar.
Come on,
Google. Oh yeah,
we only catch up, bro. Man. Come on,
you credible.
Jesus Christ,
we talk to credible sources here, bro.
This motherfucker said WorldStar, bro.
You know, WorldStar better put us on there as a podcast of the week, since we talking about him. You know what I'm saying?
Was that WorldStar? Or was that your girl's car? Shout out to B King.
Hey, what y'all think about B King dyeing his hair?
I didn't see that, but
B-King dyes hair.
Yeah, he dyed it green.
It sounds great. I know it's probably hilarious.
Nah, B-King's hair is black.
You talking about? Wait, which head you talking about? You talking
about disgusting Justin?
talking about disgusting
Justin. Not B. I don't. B King's hair is black. Disgusting Justin has green.
Nah. So him and Kirko were going on Instagram, for people that don't know, and B-King made a post saying, "Oh, I probably got to dye my hair so I could be heard or whatever." Like, just being him, you know. And then Kirko said, "Do it," you know. Kirko Bang said, "Do it," and then all of a sudden, there's a picture of him with green, I mean, disgusting Justin.
Disgusting
appeared,
Justin.
You know what I'm saying? So,
the alter ego, disgusting Justin.
Hold on. If disgusting Justin is disgusting, so B King wasn't disgusting. Nah. Well, disgusting Justin must be real disgusting, because you know B King disgusting is the king Justin of ratchet. So
he's
an
eggplant king.
Yes, yeah, so I know. Hey, disgusting
I know
Justin
damn well,
must
bro.
Be
he
extreme.
Has made eggplant sales go up.
Oh yeah.
He's doing sold out shows, bro. I mean, I'm looking at his Instagram. He's lit as fuck, man. It's good to see him out there working, grinding. So. Hey, shout out disgusting Justin.
Hey, you know the saying, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. B King got the saying, a new saying, he turned housewives into hoes.
Desperate housewives, bro. I'm telling
he's
you.
He's making some strippers' careers out there, bringing them to the scene. So, hey, man, shout out to B King.
No. It's not strippers, brother. Let me tell you something, bro.
It's college hoes.
It's college chick, bro.
Females,
I'm not
women.
Gonna call them hoes.
With bullet holes, cigarette burns, and stab wounds.
Bro, it was a girl that I looked at, and she was in a B King video.
And I seen her at the Warren G video.
She was in an Instagram video. You talking about?
She was one of the girls in the Instagram video, and then we was like 3-4 months
you
later.
You caught that one? You and Michael the only ones that caught that one.
Oh, I don't know what he's talking about.
Every other city we go.
Oh, I mean, I know that
I
song.
See the Peace same hoes. Snoop Dogg and Tupac,
got no
bro.
Rhythm, bro. How'd you work at the radio for so long, bro?
Motherfucker, did I ever
you
claim to be a rapper?
God,
I never
damn.
Claimed to be an artist. I never
that
claimed to be nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the story now? She's
a stripper.
Yeah.
She's a dancer now. And I say, man, I literally watched B King
turn
a fucking college going to school female into a damn.
I believe, bro, B King can do it, crazy.
Yeah. Shout out to B King, man. Yeah. He probably did some crazy students into strippers.
Yeah. She probably.
B King.
Hey,
is
she
a
said
great,
she was broke.
I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, man, B King is very underrated. He's very underrated artist, man. His production is fire. His beats he makes, definitely his hooks, man. You know, he be coming with it. He keep it real. I used to love how he do freestyles anytime something would happen, like in the world.
The Sharkeesha?
Right. He gonna do a freestyle about it. So, man, shout out to B King for sure. Bro, and it's funny to me how, you know, he could go right now in Houston or anywhere in Texas or Louisiana, he could go on stage and do an hour's worth of performance because he got that many hits.
Well, that's why
he doesn't have to be in the fucking club and they playing his music.
Right. But at the same time, in a lot of other cities, they might not know him or know his persona, or they might have heard the music or heard someone stole the style from him and made a song, but they don't really know him like we know him. So he's still a new artist to them.
That's why he says on one of his songs, says Texas Uncle Luke.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Throw that ass in a circle. Everybody know that song. They might not know who sings it, but they know the fucking song. Bro.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, shout out to B King, man. Keep doing it, baby. Represent,
Disgusting,
man. Putting
Justin,
on for
what's
H,
up?
Putting on for Texas, man. Shout out to B King for sure.
Man, that's what's up, man. So we left on a positive note talking about B King and them eggplants.
Man, B King. Shout out B King, man.
So you know what, man? Everybody, man, appreciate y'all. I know we ran low.
Eat healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he's promoting.
That's his hashtag.
That eggplant.
Eat healthy. Eggplant.
Man, I'm going to let y'all know. I don't care if I go to a B. King concert. I'm not talking to any of the girls from the B. King concert. If them girls bring in eggplant, you know them bitches are wide. You know what I'm saying? My little angry inch couldn't do none of them. You know what I'm saying?
He said,
and hello. That's why them girls turn into strippers. Because they got to... They be looking for that Mandingo type dude after the eggplant,
man. Nah, they turn to strippers because they looking for that dollar.
Looking for that bread. Now they were like, damn, I was shaking my ass and people was throwing money.
Yeah.
Imagine if I did this shit. Like, damn, you know what? The light bill do. And, hey, Sugar Daddy Slim ain't around. The light bill do.
Shout out to Sugar Daddy Slim.
Sugar Daddy Slim out there on the
hood. Who's Sugar Daddy Slim?
Slim Thug.
That Slim Thug's out there. Sugar Daddy Slim.
I'm going to tell y'all, I seen Slim Thug. I mean Slim Thug.
Whoa, I know. Hey, guys.
The beer's
Slim
kicking
Thug
in.
Bro. And the Champ Podcast.
We out.
See you guys next week, and we out.
Well, I seen Slim Thug. Man, he's stingy with his money when he has a strip club. He's smart. He don't tip no girls, man. He's smart.
No, he'll tell you that though.
He's smart.
He ain't gonna go in there throw no fucking
you
money
know,
to them girls.
This the thing, man. I remember hearing this back in the day. I heard somebody tell me one time that Jermaine Dupri was cheap in the strip club. I don't know. I don't care.
Well, that's why they didn't let him in at that Blue Flame or whatever.
Let me just say, for all we know, he could have went to the strip club 100 times. 99 times he could have tipped all his money in the world. Then that one time he go in there and don't tip, and then he forever got that reputation. So that's what I'm saying is like, man, don't, you know, to all you young hustlers out there, hello.
That was a beer open, that 8-pointer beer.
Man, don't, look, I'm not, you know, anybody, you get your money how you get your money. I'm not judging nobody, but look, let me just tell you, don't ever feel like you got to compete or keep up with no type of persona of going. Don't go broke trying to live up to your reputation on shit, man. You know what I'm saying? For sure, man.
You know, when I was working with a radio station, I had to go to a Harlem Nights, all the Show Palace, Paradise, and all that.
They paid you in ones, so you tip them back.
Yeah, they did. They paid me in ones.
That's how they would pay me in ones.
How many years you do that?
Oh, shit. I did it for like 6-7 years almost. And I'm going to tell you one thing. I said, them strippers know. As soon as they, like the new strippers, they see you. And they're like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, hey, how you doing? They're like, hey, you want to dance? Nah, I'm here with the radio station. Oh, never mind, bye. Nah, like, they be telling people, oh, okay, the radio people, they ain't going to tip you, you know? So it's like, shit, man. I was like, damn, what's my chance of trying to smell my finger or something? You know what I'm saying? When you driving back home from a strip club, you trying to smell that finger? Nah, man, you know what I'm saying?
That's how you make it home on a late night.
Stays awake. That fucking
like,
stench gets you awake.
I got 20 minutes to go. I can smell this finger for another 10 minutes.
He said, man. I smell one finger. If you fall asleep, you smell two fingers. That'll wake you right back up.
Well, we used to have many nights in the strip club, man.
Man, you know, we just saying the shit that everybody thinks. And you know what? I'm going to tell you. You know what the crazy thing is now? Females want to go to the strip club more than the guys.
You know what? I hate taking my wife to the strip club because everybody be out. All the girls be all over here. Man,
the females get the most love. Look,
I'm jealous, man. I don't care. I don't care how fine a girl. I don't want to. I don't want no women all up over my wife. I don't want nobody on my wife with me. So I be jealous. I don't like taking her nowhere because I take her somewhere to the strip club. All the girls be all over her like, God damn, man.
I don't mind. Wife. I don't mind because one of my things is I need to have a threesome before in my bucket list before I die.
No, they not.
They can
touch my Chile.
They not trying to have a threesome. They trying to take her from me.
But then you got to watch out.
What would you do, bro? You have a threesome and all of a sudden.
Shit. I know one of them was getting donkey punch.
Pink pancakes, baby.
Man, everybody got bucket lists. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all going to tell me y'all never had one of my, y'all's, my things is I got to try, like, different nationality girls. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All I need is, like, an Asian girl, Middle Eastern girl. What's it? What else?
Goofy, two of those.
German?
Goose,
I need a...
Goose, three for three. Goose got all three. What's next?
Wait, I'm lost here.
So now you pimping Goose? Is that what you're trying to say, Paul?
No, I'm saying because Goose part German, Swahili. What else you said?
I need me an African girl.
Alaskan. What did you say? Asian. Goose, all of those.
Sheet. So what the fuck that y'all do then?
I'm saying.
It says you're going to put in work, Goose.
You can knock out your bucket list right now.
Sheet. I say bucket list, not nightmare.
But y'all... Yeah.
Hey, so where's the donkey punch on the bucket? What number is that on the bucket list?
Shit, I've already completed.
Damn, no shit.
Last week you said,
I ain't done it, bro. For real. Okay. I ain't done it.
What was his name?
What was his name?
Shit. I never done it, bro. I'm telling you.
He's like, I didn't ask his name. I just tipped him.
No, you had it done to you.
Nah.
He said, I just tipped him.
Nah,
just
gave that's what's going to happen to you if Paul keeps pimping you like he was doing it right now. Nah, man. But there's like a lot of bucket list shit that I want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like I want to
bucket list be like traveling or doing this.
Nah, man, you want to live? You want to skydive? You know what I'm saying?
Hell, no, nah, you trying to die, bro?
Shit, well, that's why you get that adrenaline rush, bro. I mean, shit,
you want an adrenaline rush?
I ain't trying to get killed by no cops, though.
You man, fuck that. Let's come out, man. Hell no,
bro. You have you ever like gotten an adrenaline rush?
Yeah, but I don't mean...
What were you doing when you got...
I'm not fucking skydiving to give me an anxiety attack, not an adrenaline rush.
So you wouldn't go to, like, that iFly try it?
No, into that little tunnel shit?
Yeah.
Nah, man, fuck that. I'd be sick. Bro, I can't even get on... Nothing to spend... I can't get on the merry-go-round. I get dizzy.
What are you going to do when you... If fuck you have, that. Do you have kids or no?
No.
So if you have a kid and your daughter's like... Hey, daddy, come on with me.
I throw her on the fucking.
Like, if you go to like, what's it?
Spin her ass around. I don't want to be spun around. Like, shit. Hell, that shit made me feel. Man, I start feeling sick just thinking about that shit.
Shit,
Mary.
How about the little? Hey, round and round. Damn. Mary. You bringing flashbacks back from T-Town right there, man. Shit. Man, we're going to get out of here or else we're going to be here till like 1 a.m. just talking shit, man. So,
talking about pink pancakes and blue waffles. Yeah.
Man, thank y'all to everybody in the military. Everybody showing us love. Don't forget, we got the military check-in. Y'all can just hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Hey, I want to shout out to everybody at Fort Hood over there in Killeen putting it down. Fort Hood, what's up, baby? This the military check-in. Fort Hood, what's up, baby? Hey, already.
Church, Goo, last goodbyes, anything?
Nah, man, let's go Astros.
All right, Michael?
MichaelOrtizFilms.com.
All right, that's what's up, man. Thank y'all for checking us out, man. We see y'all next week. Church.
Chile and the champ.